It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
Boy, it sure was a bad weekend on the highways because of those blizzard conditions out along the interstates. Near Neenah, Wisconsin, first responders had a major challenge untangling and sorting out the results of that 131-vehicle pileup that occurred yesterday in whiteout conditions. The Sheriff's Department in Winnebago County, Wisconsin, said it'll take weeks to figure out just what happened. One person died there. And some members of the Waco, Nebraska Volunteer Fire Department face a long recovery from the injuries they sustained Saturday while at an accident scene on Interstate 80 east of York, Nebraska. At least 15 semi-trucks were involved in that pileup, and one plowed into two Waco fire trucks that had responded to an earlier crash. From This Week in Agribusiness, the campaign called Tariffs Hurt the Heartland says it is encouraged by the latest signs of progress in the trade talks between the U.S. and China. In a statement issued yesterday afternoon, they said the administration seems to have heard the concerns of U.S. businesses and farmers, who, as they put it, simply cannot afford more tariffs. Their statement was in response to the president's tweet yesterday that he would delay an increase in tariffs on Chinese goods, an increase set to take effect at the end of this week. President Trump said there's been what he called substantial progress on issues, including intellectual property and technology transfer. Trump said should progress continue, he would plan a summit with China's president to conclude an agreement. Now, the president's tweets didn't specify how long the extension of a trade truce would last or any date for a potential summit. The Chinese negotiators head home from those weekend talks later today. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, that trade war with China will no doubt be a major topic for the farm groups meeting this week in Orlando for the Commodity Classic. That event is a trade show, to be sure. There are various awards programs, and there are those meetings of the commodity groups for corn, soybeans, sorghum, and wheat. It appears attendance will be good. Texas farmer Wes Spurlock, who is co-chair for the Classic, says advance registrations are up well ahead of the past 2 years, up 17%, in fact, from a year ago. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.